Sometimes when I'm asked for my opinion.
I'm sorry, we do a whole piece on opinions in Celebrating Men, yes?
I think it means that she wants my opinion.
I mean, you as a man, of course, would think we actually meant what we said.
Then I give it, and it's perceived as criticism.
Yeah.
Then I think she really wanted my praise. Mm. And then I think, well, to give praise in this particular situation would mean lying about my opinion. And so then I feel sometimes, in terms of truth and falseness, I feel compromised in what's being asked of me. Men?
It reminds me of the, do I look fat in this dress? Right? You cannot win with a question like that. Well, all I can say is I'm sorry. On behalf of my gender, I apologize. One of the most confusing things between men and women is that women don't know that men say what they mean. No, women don't know that. We don't know that men say what they mean. So a man will say something, and then they'll ask their friend what he meant by that. And then if their friend doesn't know, then they'll ask their guy friends what he meant by that. And then if they don't know, they'll ask me, what did he mean by that? And then when I say, ask him, they're like, you can do that? But usually I'll say, you know, my boyfriend said he's busy Saturday night. What did he mean by that? He's probably busy Saturday night. I mean, she's sure it means that he's going to break up with her. He doesn't care about her. He doesn't love her. He's seeing somebody else. I mean, we have such a hard time taking things at face value because being the adapters of the universe, we rarely say what we mean. Like if you asked me, Bob, if you said, which do you like redder, black or white? I'd go, what do you like better? I see merits in both. I mean, I'm not going to commit myself to something that might displease you. So my speaking is very vague, you know. And how many of you have listened to NSYNC with the Opposite Sex? Very good, very good. On that CD, we talk about, you know, when a man says, asks a woman out on a date and says, where would you like to go? She doesn't commit herself. She says, anything is fine. That is such a lie. That is such a lie that anything is fine, right? But she doesn't want to displease you. She wants to appear accommodating. So this sets up this whole problem of, you know, because she doesn't say what she means, she doesn't understand that you say what you mean, and then, but you, since you do say what you mean, you think she does say what she means, so when she asks for your opinion, you think she's asking for your opinion, you give your opinion, and the last thing I want is your opinion. Especially if it has any criticism in it, you know? Because that's going to put my life in danger, and I really just want to know how I please you. So if I say, you know, what do you think about how I did today? Just tell me the good parts. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to ask for criticism, to ask for feedback. How could I make this better? How could it be this better? How could I do this better? It's incredible. That is an act of human spirit for a woman to seek criticism. And you might, if in that situation, when a woman says that, having had this experience and knowing this, is saying, what are you really asking me for? Is there something about, is it something you want me to acknowledge or something you want me to appreciate? Or do you want me to tell you how you could do it better? Well, I'll give you exactly what you're asking me for, but I want to know what it is. And then that gives her a chance to either go, yeah, just tell me what you liked, you know, or go, okay, yes, give me feedback. But gives her a chance to step up instead of you give her opinion and then she's laying there going,
thank you.
Thanks, Bob.